little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
One of the things that I would encourage you to do is to try and not always invite problems into the room. So, for example, this is just all general background. I would never say never, but I very, very rarely ask a patient, how can I help you? Or what is the problem? Or what can I do for you? Because those all presume, A, that they want to talk about problems, well, most people do, but also that I'm the one that's going to be the solution maker or finder or doer. Whereas I know that vast majority of health behaviours, you know, we can say what we like in my 10 minutes, but they'll go out of the room and do what they want or what they can manage or whatever. And their solution, one solution of theirs is worth 20 of mine. And I try, I'm not as good as my rhetoric would suggest, but to discover what are the strengths. So sometimes if you do scaling questions, so on a scale of 0 to 10, I think you did one in Tessa, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where 10 is life is great, I'm really functioning fab, and 0 is it's as bad as it can get. Where are you? Now, the traditional thing is they say 5 or 3, and you say, okay, that's, you know, what would help you get to a 4? But another way to do it is say, tell me what you manage that's allowed you to get to 3. What are you already doing that's allowed you to get to 3? Because hearing it, I'm impressed that you've even got to 3, you know, with what you're telling me. And that invites a totally different set of ideas into the room. Not, oh, I can't do that, or if only, you know, he changed, or if only that changed, then I would be able to get to a 4. It says, well, what have I already got? Where am I already? This is way off structure, but it is about the overall way in which you think about working with anyone, that you're inviting them to think about their strengths, because the space that we invite them into is a space which invites problems. Yeah? Inevitably, they're coming to you because they think that you may be able to do something for them. And obviously, one of the biggest things is to invite them to see that they are also going to be doing things for themselves, that the vast majority, you know, yes, they can't get knives out, they can't get drugs that you can, you know, are only on prescription. You have to do that bit. But all the rest, and how much they live their lives, is theirs.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.